KSDR welcomes you to this week's edition of On the Water and in the Air. It's not always about where the fish are biting or where the birds are flying. It's talk about how to go get them. On the Water and in the Air with your hosts Neil Jensen, Randy Aggermeyer, and Lynn Jurens.
Good morning, everyone. Another week of On the Water in the Air here with without Randy Aggermeyer, without Neil Jensen, and Randy Grimes sits in
to share
some dialogue. We can talk about a whole lot of things. You know, we've got current events going on.
Yeah.
There's a fire in Henry.
Yeah, that's what you told me.
In
that's why Randy's not in.
In a house in Henry, a residence. So that would be why I would expect we have not heard from Randy Aggermeyer this morning. I'm sure he is on that fire call, plus he's a paramedic out of the Clark Ambulance Service. So he probably got two calls this morning there in Henry. We wish those involved the safeness. And someone, I hope, is watching over that crew this morning, and I hope everyone is safe. So that's happening there. Randy Grimes, did you see the news?
The news. I see the news all the time and
you
listen
do.
To the news all the time, yes.
Yeah, yeah, there's actually some really interesting news. And my friend that's the NRA rep for New Jersey and New York, he brought it to light first for me. Of course, he's a South Dakota resident, so
right.
We've had him on our show.
We had him on the show, haven't we?
Yeah, Darren. Yes. Darren pulls this article out of Keloland News earlier this week, and it's 71-year-old man defends himself against a 34-year-old man that is trying to beat him up and steal his car. And I'm like, oh, this could be good. He goes, so why aren't we? You know, he says, in New Jersey and New York, where we are trying to defend the rights of the criminals.
Right.
Here in my home state of South Dakota, a 71-year-old guy shoots him twice. So they're parked at a motel. Him and his wife are. They're from, what were they from? Oklahoma. 71-year-old man from Oklahoma and his wife sitting in their car. They have the door kind of cracked open. They were going to head inside and see if there was, to get to their motel room. All of a sudden, some dude walks up. Not even from South Dakota. So guess what? The bad guy's not from South Dakota this time. He's from North Dakota.
Oh.
They have him on both sides of the border, you know?
Yeah. Of course, nationally, they just say Dakota. So.
Yeah, yes. So he tries, he opens the door and starts whacking this old guy and beating on him. And the old guy takes out his .38 caliber handgun and pops him twice. Guy runs away, of course, bleeding and goes unconscious, and Sioux Falls Police Department show up. I think he ended up out by McDonald's right on 41st Street there, and picks him up, throws him in the hospital, and is going to arrest him here and when he gets out of the hospital here yesterday or today. So kind of interesting. A really, really good story that doesn't hit the media very often.
No, it don't.
How someone with and he has the permits.
Yeah.
And so all is good. And Officer Clemens down there, you know, he's just, you could kind of see a smile on his face. The good guy wins.
Yeah.
The good guy wins this battle. And he's apprehended his dude already. And he's off the streets. And he's not going to be stealing too many cars from old people.
That's right.
I hope he learned his lesson. You know what? That was probably better than just throwing him in jail. They'd have probably let him out of jail and he'd have went out, tried to steal cars from people again.
Yeah, depending on which state he was in, yeah.
They'd have defended him in New York and New Jersey.
Yeah, or California.
or the left coast.
Yeah, that's about, or Illinois, yeah. Depending on what state he was in. But I think that story not only made Kello, but that was on The Blaze. The Glenn Network or Glenn Beck's network on The Blaze. If you ever go to that website, it was on there too.
I see him pop up on my Facebook news feed once in a while, but I don't actually go to The Blaze.
I check it out to see what's on there once in a while.
I kind of backed off as soon as he started taking crazy Hillary's side. So I.
But technically, he hasn't. So.
It's amazing, though. MSNBC,
oh, yeah,
the craziest of all craziest networks for the whatever side you want to call it. They're even out this morning with some staggering information against the Clinton Foundation.
On Morning Joe.
Even Morning Joe, who's been a staunch criticism of this election, and one person in particular, guess what? Even his comrades, who are staunch, good Democrats, good liberal Democrats, they couldn't say much positive this morning either. It was really, really at 5 o'clock this morning. They even had me excited.
Wow.
That there is some hope out there in the media. And that if the media doesn't cover this, then they are guilty of incredible bias. What they probably think is, by now, we might as well just bring it up because she's won anyway. She's 14 points ahead in all of our polls. National poll, 14 points ahead. There's nothing that could screw this thing up now, right?
No.
The people aren't smart enough to figure this thing out.
Usually it's a couple days after the election they'll bring it up.
Yes, it's interesting. What are we, about 13 days out?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, I still don't know. I think there's enough early votes out there that they say the election's over already.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Do they really think the people of America are that dumb?
Probably.
Are the people of America that dumb?
Maybe. I don't know.
It's interesting, isn't it?
It's kind of like early hunting season, you know, here in the state. We have one weekend where we get to go out, and then the whole gang gets to go out. You know, that's how it works.
We didn't bring that list out this year yet either.
That list
the
of
top 10 reasons that we can talk about the stupidity of an out-of-state hunter.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't bring that up.
You didn't bring that up this year. So how's your hunting been so far?
You know, it's interesting. And there's two stories within this one.
Okay.
And I'll be quick. I didn't have anything lined up to go hunting this past Sunday. My father-in-law's and mother-in-law's friend from California was here. And he's been just enjoying the South Dakota hunting. He's never been pheasant hunting in South Dakota. And he wanted to let's just jump in the truck and head west. So it's just him and I.
Mm-hmm.
And he's 70-year-old, farmer, kind of starting to semi-retire. His son's taken over his farming operation in the San Juan Keen Valley. So a lot of our conversation had to do with farming, had to do with their farming practices, what they have come from over the years, and now what they're doing. Now they were actually doing quite a bit of traditional farming. It went right into now where they're just farming almonds and grapes for wine country. And, you know, so a lot of it was, you know, how do you make a profit? How do you do this? But that really, here's where the hope is. He said, you know, Al Gore is predicting that the oceans will rise 30, 40, 100 feet, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, most of us in California were kind of happy, because the stuff on the coast would just be knocked off, and we would actually vote probably Republican for the first time in our history. He said, once you get inside within 20 miles of the coast, it's really an awesome state. And was this leading to hunting?
Did you even bag anything?
The pheasants won.
They won again.
We got one.
Okay.
We got one.
I bet you that was a tough one.
It was a tough one. We put on a lot of miles, but we saw tons of birds. Even though I would say 60, 70% of the corn was still in the field, we saw tons of birds just driving. We did some walking. We'd walked a couple ditches. We walked a couple public hunting area spots, small ones.
Mm-hmm.
70 years old, I wasn't going to take him out in the middle and run him around a whole big slough. But I have hope.
Okay.
I have hope for the real good pheasant hunting season is coming upon us. And that is, A lot of these operations are really going to take a dent with the weather report we've seen. They're going to take a dent out of this corn in the next week, and things are looking very positive. Now, that's after I get off the coteau, meaning you got to get past, you got to get out towards Raymond and past Condi, and you got to get west of there.
Okay.
I still think there's a few birds around here, but it's pretty tough going. The reports, even from those that are doing a lot of farming for the pheasants in this part of the country, it's not that good. I don't know if it was weather. I don't know. At times over the last few years, we've talked. Was there some sort of a chicken disease? Whatever.
Right.
For lack of a real biological name for it,
right?
Chicken disease. There's
a lot of things that probably went in the factors why we're numbers.
Maybe
we
had weather at the wrong time. Maybe that real dry period that we had earlier this summer, the chicks didn't survive. I don't know, but boy, the population is thriving west of here.
So if they want to find them, go west.
Go west, do a little road hunting, do a little of this, do a little of that, ask for permission, call out there. There's going to be some birds, and, I told him, I said, these first two weekends are a little bit tough.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has traditions. Everybody has people coming in from out of state that are, throwing a little bit of cash, and they have memories, and people been coming here for many years, and we always get this group together. But after these first 3-4 weeks, then people loosen up a little bit on that. So I think we're going to see some good things.
Well, hopefully this weekend or the next weekend they can get out and bag some birds then. But as you mentioned, go west.
And maybe when you're driving around, and you can have a conversation about politics.
That's right.
you get the whole thing handled. The whole gamut could be covered. So
that's right.
Anyway, Randy, we are short on guys. We just want to thank everyone for tuning in each week to On the Water in the Air, and we'll send it to news, and you are in control. Take care.
All right. And this is KS.